Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, All Things New. Thank you to Earl, Rhonda, Barb, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Matthew 19, 16 to 30. Happy birthday this week to Alice.
Our reading today is from Matthew 19, 16 to 30. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied. There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments. Which ones? He inquired. Jesus replied, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these things I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, With man this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Peter answered him, We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to everybody. Who thought we would make it to 2025? Pretty something special. And a happy new year for everyone. There's lots of newness. And we think of these things usually on this time of year. A new year. For some, a new baby. For some, a new friendship. For some, a new career. For some, something that I particularly enjoy is a new understanding of Scripture or a new teaching from the Gospels and a newness that continues throughout the ages. The newness of Jesus, eternal, because spiritual newness doesn't age. And finding new truths in Scripture is just such a delight. Why didn't I know that? Because of the resurrection of Jesus, death is no longer an enemy. And ultimately, because of the resurrection, there will be, as Jesus says, the renewal of all things. We will be part of it. The restoration of all things. Revelation 22, 1 through 5. And then the redemption and liberation of all things, Romans 8 and 11, and also in verse 23. And then a scripture that many of us know so well, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life sets us free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Paul says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in each one of us. Have you ever thought of that? The creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Difficult to grasp, I think. And we know that all of creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. Not only so, and listen to this, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we eagerly await for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. We really don't think about that. We die, we're buried, we're raised again, but God will give us a brand new body. And for in this, Scripture says, we are saved. In other words, we believe it. But then there's this contrary point. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we must wait for it patiently. Some of us, maybe many of us, maybe all of us, have lost loved ones. They've passed. Sometimes it's just a few years ago, might be many, many years ago, but the promise of God is we will be with them again, and they will be with us. And if the spirit of him who is living in our body, your spirit is alive because of righteousness, and if the spirit of him is alive, listen, Jesus is living in our mortal bodies. He is always with us. What did he say? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always, even in our sufferings. And if we share in our sufferings, he reminds us, one day we will share in God's glory, seeing him face to face, seeing our loved ones again, a new heaven and a new earth. And then Paul, he writes in Colossians, once we were alienated from God. We were enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior. But now God has reconciled us by Christ's physical body, making peace through his shed blood. Our future is amazing. The Apostle Paul says that we eagerly await our spiritual adoption, the redemption of our bodies, not only our spiritual body, but our physical body. And I don't know about you, but I get lost in all of this. But there is this joy and peace that we receive from all of this, that no one ever really dies. We'll live again. We'll see our loved ones again. And won't it just be amazing looking at the face of the Lord? The face of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we've often thought of you as something, but to see the Holy Spirit himself. And our loved ones, again, I find it amazing and yet difficult to grasp sometimes. Peace doesn't always come easily. In Isaiah, he says, "Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they even come to mind, but be glad and rejoice, as there will be," listen to these words, "no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain." Even before Jesus comes into the world, Isaiah, what a remarkable book that is. In 61, the Lord comforts us. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on Isaiah, and he says, "Because the Lord has appointed us to preach good news to the poor, to the brokenhearted. Now is the time to proclaim the Lord's favor and to comfort all who mourn." It is remarkable that heaven and earth will come together as one, and that we will be part of it all. Can we grasp it? Can we picture it? I've tried. I can't. I just believe what God is saying. This remarkable newness is the promise that God gives us. In the book of Acts, there is this calling of unity and togetherness. In chapter 1 and 14, they all gathered together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And then suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. Can't you imagine it? They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And then this, "And they were filled with God's Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to do so." Quite remarkable. And here's the reason it occurred. Jesus promised that in these last days, God will pour out his Holy Spirit on all people. That's us and everyone else. He promised us. And God doesn't promise something and then forget about it. No. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. Jesus promised that in the last days, he would pour out himself, the Holy Spirit, on all of us. It is too much for me to grasp, but I want to. I want to go deeper with it. I want to know what he's saying. I don't want to just say, "Well, I don't really understand this. Let's move it away and go on to something else." No, I want to know what this means, because it means something for all of us. And we're part of it. I mean, we read Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and all the wonderful adventures they've had. But I want to go beyond reading it. I want to be part of it. And that's the point of the scripture. It's not just reading the scripture. It's be involved in it. Be part of all of this. People of Israel, this is Peter. People of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. God knew from the beginning. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They knew from the very beginning. They would come and give themselves to all of us. God did among us. This man was handed over to you by a set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to the cross, to death. God raised him, though, from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death. For, and listen to this, it was impossible for death to keep its craft, to keep his hold on him. Impossible. So one may comment, there's nothing new under the sun. Oh, yes, there is. There's something new. That something new is coming. And each of us will be part of it. John writes in the Revelation something that we can picture, I think. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Now, I'd have to stop. What would that look like? A new heaven and a new earth, and it joins together. Something that we can't even grasp, but we will be part of it. Incredible. There's nothing new under the sun. Oh, yes, there is. Something new is coming. Each of us will be part of it. John writes in the Revelation about a new heaven and a new earth. And then picture this with me. A new heaven and a new earth. Because the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Something new. For those who are in heaven now, something new is going to be happening, and we're all going to be part of it. I saw the holy city. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice saying, now the dwelling of God is with us, seeing God face to face. And he will live with us, and he will be his people. We will be his people, and God himself will be with us and will wipe every tear from their eyes. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more crying, because that old order is gone, passed away forever. And then God himself says, and if you believe what God says, here's what he says. I am making everything new. Do we believe it? He said he is. And if God says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. I am making everything new. These words are trustworthy and true. The gates of heaven will never be shut. And in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, it says, all who mourn will be comforted. Be glad and rejoice, because he takes great delight in us. Let me just conclude with these words. The psalmist in chapter 51 says, and these are not new words for many of us, but if you can personalize it, I think it's helpful. Oh God, create in me a pure heart, and renew a steadfast spirit to live within me. And a wonderful reminder for all of us. Let's remember, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And then these last words. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. What an amazing future we can look forward to. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked GNT are from the Good News Translation in today's English version, 2nd edition, copyright 1992 by American Bible Society. Used by permission. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.